Thank you. That was great. First choir number of the 2010 season. We have a lot to live up to throughout the year. Thank you. Enjoyed it very much. Who knows where that verse is found? That chorus is straight from the Bible.
Isaiah 40:31.
Who said that? Thank you. The last verse of Isaiah 40. It's good to hear from one of our counselors. I haven't seen her for a while. And then to hear from you and to get it right. Thank you. The end of Isaiah 40. This is one of our favorite chapters. It's the beginning of the New Testament portion of the prophet Isaiah. And it says at the end of the chapter, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thank you again for praying for me. On Friday morning, I awakened without any voice. I could only whisper. And I'm thankful it's Sunday and it's already so much better. I'm glad. I said to myself, I'm going to camp. I'm not telling anyone. I mean, I'm not calling Brother Paul today. Well, I couldn't tell him. I could have whispered, I guess. But I'm so glad to be able to be here and also for the opportunity to share with you this morning. And as I heard the choir sing, I was so thankful. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They can exchange their weakness for God's strength. And then he comes to them. We don't have it in ourselves to mount up with wings as eagles do, or to run and not be weary, or walk and not faint, but in the strength of the Lord we can. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I remember a little line from Spurgeon. I believe it's in the devotional for My Grace is Sufficient for Thee. It says there, if we were 1,000 times stronger than we are, it would all amount to nothing in the face of the enemy. But if we were weaker than we are, which is scarcely possible, yet we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Meaning that Christ is all. Praise the Lord. And we are united to Him. Therefore, we can draw from His life. They who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Well, I guess the first question is, what does it mean to wait upon the Lord? Or what does it mean when we read that in the Bible? We know what it means to wait for someone. That usually means that we're somewhere and expecting someone, and maybe they are delaying somewhat, and so we wait for them, right? Or we've been so well served in the dining room because we have a staff that waits on us. And that means that they serve us. Well, I don't want to get into the definition too much. I'm just using current usages. But what does it mean to wait upon the Lord? I thought of one of our young men from our church back at home. His grandfather wrote this book, which you can find in the boathouse, by the way, The Practice of Waiting on God. Brother Jack Chow wrote this book. This is his only English book, he told me again last time I saw him just a few weeks ago. You can find that he's written quite a bit in Chinese, very good material in Chinese, but it may not benefit at least not too many of us. Some of you would reap the benefits of his Chinese work. But here's an English book that's very special. And one day I heard that this fellow who goes to my church pleased his grandfather so much by being the first, probably still the only, I don't know, but the first grandchild to read the book. The practice of waiting on God. So I asked him last night at the beach, what is waiting on God? What did you come away from when you read the book? I said, think about it. Would you be willing to tell us tomorrow morning a definition or what it means anyway to wait on God when you read it in the Bible about wait on the Lord? I quoted that last night. Remember from Psalm 27, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, what does that mean, wait on the Lord? I guess it means a number of things put together. I could ask you, and we could come up, I think, with a pretty complete definition, but I don't want you to take it away from him, so he's going to come first. All right? So, Andreas Knaup, Jack Chow's grandson, what does it mean, or what did you get from your reading of this book as to what it means to wait upon the Lord? Would you come here and tell us into the microphone? I'm proud of this young man. He goes to my church. And there are others like him there. Anyway, are you ready? Okay, good. Go.
I found that it means to focus on God, talk to him, and converse with him. Also put aside distractions and just spend time with him.
Well, thank you. That's great. In this book, Andreas told me, look at chapter 2. And I had done that before I went down to the beach, but you're right, it's chapter. Now, my copy is signed. I don't think they're selling signed copies, but Brother Chow will be here, I believe, on Labor Day, and maybe we could have a signing. Anyway, what is waiting on God? Look at this. Looking unto Jesus alone, coming to the fountain of living waters. I'm sure it has also to do with loving him, seeking him, listening for him. So you did. That was great. I thank you. Thank you. The practice of waiting on God. Those that wait on the Lord, you look to him in faith. And this verse tells us that something wonderful happens. We receive grace and strength and life from his hand. Now, who is this God to whom we look?